Okay, so I'm on the highest selling right now. I'm leaving the post office. Yesterday, I popped the tire with some bullshit, and the post office was closed, so I came up here for no motherfucking reason. But today, not today, goddammit, we came up here, we conquered, we came, we saw, we conquered. That's what I was trying to say. All we did was come up here. I thought it was going to be a good little grip of money. I didn't think it was going to be too expensive, but I thought it was going to be a little bit of money to ship this little bitch. It was about what they said it was going to be, about $13. I shipped the PlayStation 2. I just sold that off. And then I sold, what the fuck else did I just sell them? Headphones. I sold off some headphones. Literally the same headphones that come with the fucking iPhone. But I just never used them. So I just put them back in the, I just shipped them off. Boom, there they go. And then I think I made like $10 off them bitches. Like, no cap. And that's, you know, pretty good. But nah, because the crazy part about it is like, it's still a deal for whoever bought them, because if you was to go to the fucking store and get them bitches, they gonna cost you like $30. But they straight out the pack. But I mean, fuck it, mine ain't never been used before. They probably like, you want to pay $30 for some shit just because my shit been sitting on the counter? I mean, I guess. But the point being is I just sold that, and then I sold this. Like, my PlayStation was sitting in the fucking back of my trunk for forever, nigga. I sold that shit for like $20 to $30. I think I sold it for like, top bid was like $19 plus $10 shipping. So I sent that bitch off. And then, so now it's $40-something waiting on my PayPal for me. I'm cooling on that. I got, I'm about to, new experiment. Oh, my shit came in the mail yesterday too. And I had bought I bought that 4-pack of charger and a soccer ball. So my shit finally came in the mail yesterday, which is why I thought the post office would have been open, because fucking the mailman came. I don't know. But I was just happy to have my shit, so I didn't question it too much. Then on top of that, the next thing I was about to go do was, in the meantime, I went to GameStop one day. I need to go to GameStop more often and stop bullshitting. I've been, like, being scared to go get this money. I was scared to go to the post office earlier. That's why I really wanted to make this podcast. Because they don't tell you about the anxiety, you know what I mean? It'd be like, should I just really have to walk into this public, cords dripping, old-ass place? Like, not dripping, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I had cords and shit. I got motherfucking, like, my, I don't know, just my little, like, I didn't have nothing ready, basically, because I was just never, like, I'm not used to shipping shit. Like, I'm used to shipping, like, little shit, I guess, not, like, big-ass shit. And, you know, because I came with the headphones in a little, like, a big-ass envelope, but it was still, like, they was prepackaged, you feel what I'm saying? It was just the envelope was too big. But, I mean, one way or another, it was, like, at the end of the day, I've shipped little things before, but I ain't never tried to ship a whole PlayStation. But the beautiful thing about it is now that I've done it, I know I can do it again, and I can make money on it, and I'm not going to be in the hole over it. That was my biggest concern, was I thought the shipping was going to outweigh my sale. Like, even if you only paid $10 shipping, and I had to pay $13, if I didn't make you pay $20 or more for that fucking PlayStation, I probably would have been up under it. Point being is that now I know how to work that shit, and I know now I just gotta buy the boxes before I go up there, or I just gotta buy the boxes and ship it at Office Depot, because they do shipping too. I'm learning a whole lot in a little bit of time. I'm finna be dangerous in the next couple years. That's what I'm trying to tell motherfuckers. But then, the thing I was saying is about that was I'm trying to go to GameStop. I went to GameStop like one day last week after I sold something. The last time I made a podcast episode, matter of fact, I think I was in GameStop's parking lot. So this is like the update. I was sitting out there and I had listed four games because they do four for 20, I think, right now or something like that. And the thing about that is that if I can get them all up there for $10 a piece, that's $40 easy. So, I mean, I ain't really mad at that. That's good money. So I'm trying to go ahead and do that. That's like a little 7-day, not scheme, but my little 7-day plan. But then as a little side corset to that, all I got to do is jump off to this other little spot that they got out here. They pay pretty decent money for games. And if I can just get them for 4 for $20, and the game place will give me $7 to $8 for them, I ain't gotta ship shit, I ain't gotta do shit, I ain't gotta do nothing except literally drive from one end of the street to the other. Cause they both on, like, you know what I mean, opposite ends of the street damn near. So that's my little, I don't know, experiment for this period of time. I don't wanna say this week. That's my experiment for right now. That's how I'm trying to see if that shit work. Then I got another little shit I'm doing. I'm doing like Facebook Marketplace got like cheap ass, because motherfuckers be selling their games for so cheap now, and that's, I know it because I had to do it, and I tried to sell it and get some money. Motherfuckers is not paying a lot of money for PlayStation 3s or 4s or Xbox, none of that. I mean, they'll pay you a decent little grip if you wait, but it's like, if you need some money right now, you will take $60 or $70 for whatever kind of newest shit ever. But it's like, if you don't and it's brand new, then yeah. But at the same time, niggas is on Facebook Marketplace giving away, like, not giving away, but DS lights and like I don't know, like regular DS's is up there for like $20, and then the store that I was just talking about on the opposite end of the street will give you maybe 30 for them. So that's an easy $10. All you gotta do is, you know what I mean, go pick it up and talk somebody down, and you know, and you do that 4 or 5 times, you can really get you some money in a day. It's like day trading, you know what I mean, just quick shit. And that's another thing I did, is I downloaded the Robinhood app. And I like the stock. They gave me some Groupon stock just for downloading, and I'm very excited about that. Matter of fact, I'm about to put the link down here. And if you download Group, if you download, what's it called? We both get some stock. You download Robinhood, we both get some stock. They ain't pay me to promote. I'm just doing it before they do. You know what I'm saying? They probably will pay me to promote. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, it ain't happened yet. Point was, if you get me some, actually, they are paying me to promote. I'm going to get me some free stock, and you is going to get you some too. So, yeah. If you go up there and you add, if I get a friend to add Robinhood to their phone, we both get some free stock. So go ahead and do that. And then when I figure out how it works, I kind of put the link in the description. I've been doing a little bit better with that. I'm actually happy they letting me record for a lot longer. It's like 6 minutes in and I ain't had to restart or nothing. Shout out to Anchor, honorable mention. And this has been King Prince on the King Prince podcast. I don't remember how I said I was going to end it, and I liked my ending. So I'm probably about to go back and listen to it so I can figure out what I said. And we'll take it from there. Yep.